Good morning, guys. It is Tuesday. Boom. Sincerely isn't your drive time. Once again, she is back. Sorry about my home time podcast yesterday. I think I had the volume just too low. I do not own the copyrights to the music that plays in my background, but I'm feeling a little bit like a regulator today and getting it knocked out. Let's get a little small clip of that so we can wake up. Strap on those seat belts. Let's ride out this morning and get to these J-O-B's like we do. Get some energy for you going.
Sexy as hell, I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the east side.
No. All right, right there a little bit. Get your little Warren G and Nate Dogg in your system before you go to work. Everybody knows about that, no matter what culture you are. Tuning in this morning in your drive time. We're running a little bit behind, aren't we? 7:44 in your drive time this morning. Hey, we'll get through the day regardless. I ain't gonna lie, I snuck out of there yesterday. I was like, you know what? This is time to go. So guess what, guys? This morning we're heading into work, and I'm telling you right now, I didn't sleep a wink last night. I tried to sleep a little bit better than I normally do, but last night for some reason I tossed and turned. Plus my son's games ran over last night. Like, the last game was at 8:15. Like, we literally got home at 9:45 last night. So that's probably why I didn't sleep all that great. I'm sure of that. So this morning I am in your drive time and we're moving out. Hope you guys are commuting pretty well. Some of you who probably already made it to work, I hope you have a wonderful day at work today. Don't let nothing stand in your way. I mean, nothing. You got people that will detour you, people that will try to down you, people that are trying to make you feel like you don't know nothing. But guess what? You got hired in there. You know exactly what you're doing. Put your chin up, chest out, and let no one stand in the way. Period. And don't let nobody make you feel like nothing. All right, let's jump in here. I got some controversial situations that I'm a little bit, You know me, I don't like to talk about governmental affairs stuff because it's worn down enough already as is. But I just got to come to you guys this morning because I'm like, how do you guys feel about this earned income credit thing? I want to know how you guys are feeling out there about it. I just feel like it's some BS. I'm just going to keep it 100. You know, I'm simply just going to put it out there. I feel like it's some BS. Like, seriously, I really do. I mean, how is this going to reflect next year? I just think that's going to reflect badly. You know, is this our way of doing things this way so we can get the money back into the pot? Because, you know, I'm always about the money in the pot. But is this just another way to get the money back into the pot? Okay, I see you're going to give an earned income credit. And you can get this earned income credit even if you don't work. I noticed some of them call it sick. Sick chick, whatever you want to call it, chick, sick, that's what I call it, because they say, some people call it EIC, some people are calling it CIC, Child Income Credit. Well, you're giving a child income credit to everyone, even people who don't work. How is it an earned income credit? I'm just confused over it a little bit. I get it. I mean, trust me, I broke it down. I just dissected it. I'm just confused in my own little world about the situation. And we're just handing out free money once again, you know. And I'm not knocking it, because our economy could use a little brush up and a little bit more extra money into the system. I give you that much. But at the same time, next year when it's time to file taxes, you're not gonna have any money. Somebody get at me about it. You know, explain it to me. I'm not down to anybody that don't work, so don't get that twisted. Because you know how I know y'all are. Y'all can get your panties and underwears all in a bunch. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that people don't deserve money, so don't get that twisted. Because, you know, I'm for everybody. I don't pick a side. But at the same time, I do try to understand the naturality of this whole situation, you know. I'm trying to get underneath it. Get some logic into it. You know, because I read over some stuff, you know, but it just sounds like some of you would get, so a lot of us would get it, and then Some of us may have to pay some of that back, and some of us may not have to. I mean, it's just, it's a lot of controversial wrapped around, if you ask me, but whatever. Those who are going to get it, enjoy. Do something positive with it. Store some away, because next year, that earned income credit is not going to be there. You know, if you're used to $11,000, $12,000 some taxes, is that earned income credit going to be there next year? So stock up a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Put some money back a little bit. Woove yourself for next year. Wrap yourself up. I just don't know what next year is going to bring us, and I hope that it brings us a good one. Anyways, enough of that. Okay, let's jump right into it. So this morning I had a little bit of topic I want to talk about. Just touch on it a little bit. You know, we as women and we as men, married couples, dating couples, engaged couples, situational couples, and I don't like throwing y'all in there either, because you know, entanglements is a hot mess if you ask me about it. Entanglement just says, you know, you're just entangling your legs around somebody and giving them the juice. That's all entanglement means to me. You know, you're just being extra outside your paired up relationship. But whatever, if that's an excuse, I don't agree with it. I just totally don't agree with it. To be honest, I feel sorry for Will Smith. I mean, I don't know if he's a cheater too. You know, I don't really get into tabloid business, but at the same time, I mean, how long do you get to beat a man up in the public eye with your entanglement? But whatever. Anyway, so I just feel like in relationships, when you hurt each other, if you're the man hurting the woman or you're the woman hurting the man, you got to realize at some point, you know, a lot of times we'll spend a lot of time protecting ourselves in situations that we won't even realize that we're just trying to make ourselves look good. We're trying to make ourselves look innocent when we clearly know we're fucking up. And we're so busy trying to make that partner that we know we care about, we know we want, we know we really probably couldn't even live without because we're so in love with them. But we mess up. But then when you mess up, you're so busy trying to make your innocence look so clear to them that you don't even realize how much you're hurting them. Have you, as a person who's been unfaithful in any situation, took out the time to realize and say that you have to protect them, especially if you're married? You have to protect your spouse. It is your duty to protect your spouse. It is your duty to make sure that your spouse does not get embarrassed, does not feel threatened, does not feel ashamed, there's a lot of words you could use for it, to be honest. I mean, there's tons of words that you could use for it. But it's the truth, though. Like, how many times do you guys need to go through something before you realize that your spouse doesn't need to be embarrassed? It is your responsibility to make yourself feel good about yourself. It is your responsibility to make them feel safe and secure. And that comes through all aspects. I don't care what you say. It is your responsibility to make your spouse or significant other, however you want to put it, it's your job to make sure that they're not embarrassed, their name's not dragged in the mud, a stain is not on their heart. It's your job. A woman's a weaker vessel. A man is a stronger vessel. So, in actuality, men are supposed to protect a woman completely. And as a woman's job as a weaker vessel to make sure that she keeps herself in a position where she's not weak to desires either. I always told you that I would do and stay on a perspective of both sides of the fence. You know, I'm one of those people who no matter what situation you're in, I don't even care about that part. It's your business, not in any mind to judge, say anything about, speak up on, whatever. I don't even care. Whatever you choose to do is what you choose to do. But just think about the other person when you're doing it. How are you making them feel? And if you're in a marriage and you don't want to be with somebody, say that. Say that if you don't want to be with them anymore. Tell them that. If you found somebody else that makes you feel better and more important and you fell in love, then make those choices to do what you need to do to be in the right situation. That's all I'm saying. It's 7:53. I hope you guys are making it well to work this morning. If you haven't made it there yet, you know what? Get there safely and commutely. and get in there and get out of that job today, and don't let nothing stand in your way. I'm getting ready to head inside here pretty soon myself as I'm streamingly pulling up. A little behind today, like I said, I didn't rest well last night, but I'm on time as always. You guys enjoy yourselves. Today is Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, Tequila Tuesday, at both, whatever you desire. Until next time, guys, sincerely, I am.